Welcome to the Interpreter's Corner. My name is Enrique Andrade, and I'll be your host today. Today, we have Michelle Gearhart, our special guest today. Michelle, introduce yourself.
Hi, Enrique. Thank you for having me today. I am the Certification and Training Coordinator for Court Language Access Services. I've been with CLASS for about 10 years, and in some way have been involved with the certification and training program. I am the first person people will talk to when they want to become certified. I walk them through the certification process, and then I also help do the continuing education program for our already credentialed interpreters for Oregon. And I'm so excited to be here and answer your questions and looking forward to today's episode. Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Michelle. So Michelle, what's the mission of Court Language Access Services?
Now I should know this by heart, but I don't. So I'm going to read it for everyone so we know. Our mission statement is that Court Language Access Services provides mandated linguistic access to the Oregon State Courts through trained ethical interpreters, education of the court, and responsible resource management.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. So, Michelle, what types of hearings does Court Language Access Services provide interpreters for?
There are several types of hearings that we actually do provide court interpreters for. We do in-court cases for criminal and civil, for limited English proficient parties, witnesses, and victims. We do the public counter or by telephone to communicate with OJD staff. We do mandatory court arbitration proceedings, mediation sessions for court-run programs, or at non-court-run mediation sessions that are mandated under local court rules. We do the juror orientation. We also do citizen review board hearings and OJD-run funded and staff programs and pilot programs and for victims along the during all parts of the process.
So, Michelle, now we talked about what we provide interpreters for. So what hearings do we not provide interpreters for?
There are some things that we are just because of where how court language access schedules that we do not provide interpreters for. That would be jail personnel to communicate with their inmates, for jail inmates to see a nurse, doctor, or any other purposes while in jail. We do not provide services, interpreters, to children and families during their supervised visits. We don't do diversion program services or victims panels, anger management counseling, probation interviews, pre-sentence investigation examinations, grand jury witnesses, or parenting classes.
So, Michelle, what does one need to become a court-certified interpreter?
So to become an Oregon certified court interpreter, there are actually no prerequisites. So you don't have to have gone to college. You don't have to go to any sort of interpreter training courses. There's nothing required that you need to start the process. We do recommend that you have done at least completed your high school courses, either via diploma or whatever other means you've done your high school courses through, and maybe a few college courses as well, just to have that educational background. But again, there is no prerequisites. You can start at any point in life. There's no age requirement. You can start whenever you're interested. So there's not really a need other than obviously being bilingual in a different language.
Thank you. How many languages does Oregon currently offer certification for?
So Enrique, you know, back in the day, there only used to be 3 certifiable languages, Russian, Vietnamese, and Spanish. And now we have expanded that list to 18. I do want to mention that this list does change from time to time. There are some languages for we may have a test for, and then for whatever reason, that test has become retired. So if you don't speak one of the 3 main languages, Spanish, Russian, or Vietnamese, it's always a good practice to get a hold of me to see if there's certification offered in your languages. Currently, we offer certification for 18 different languages. Those languages include Arabic, Bosnian, Serbian, Croatian, which is considered one language group, Cantonese, Filipino or Tagalog, French, Haitian Creole, Hmong, Khmer, Korean, Ilocano, Laotian, Mandarin, Portuguese, Polish, Russian, Spanish, Turkish, and Vietnamese. So 18 languages currently, and we don't always have a big need for some of those languages in Oregon, but there are different parts around the country that have need for certified interpreters in those languages, which is why there's a test for those languages currently.
Excellent. What should a person do if their language is not amongst the list of certified languages in Oregon?
Well, they should not be afraid. There is still work for you here in the Oregon courts. It just means that there's not currently a certification test for your language. So the best thing to do is contact me I will walk you through what we call the conditional approval process. Just a few items to take care of on your end that are all done electronically. And then that gets you into our system so that we could call you to be scheduled in courts if we need you. So I do want to mention that for the 18 languages mentioned, you do not have to be certified in those languages to work for the courts. If you're a Russian or Spanish speaker, you do need to go through the certification process. But if you speak any of those other 18 languages, Arabic, Polish, Mandarin, you can interpret for us without having the certification, although being certified is highly recommended. There is still a process. You can still interpret for court even if you're not able to get certified. We also have the register credential for several languages that you could look into, and I can walk you through that process as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. There are several certifications for interpreters out there, and amongst them, I like to point out the medical certified interpreter credential that has been established nationally, I believe, through two different organizations. Can a medically certified interpreter have reciprocity with their credentials for court interpretation?
That's a great question, Enrique. And unfortunately, there is not a reciprocal process between your medical certification and getting court certified. So any of the processes that you've taken, while very important to become medically certified, they're not transferable to your Oregon certification, and you still have to go through the entire process to become court certified. I will say that the medical certification is a good first step to working towards your court certification. It gives you some introduction to the interpreting setting, practice in the three modes of interpreting, but again, just because you're medically certified does not mean you're court certified. You still have to go through the entire process to become court certified.
So for that, how long does it take to become a certified court interpreter?
Well, it could take anywhere from 1 year to 5 years. In my experience, it usually takes people about 2 years. And that's because the first time you go through the process, it is a full year to start. So we do the orientation to interpreting in the Oregon courts. That usually happens in January. And Enrique, that is a 6-hour workshop that we put on. We don't tell you how to interpret that day. We don't practice interpreting that day, but we do give you a good idea of court processes. So criminal and civil court processes. We talk about court interpreter ethics, and oftentimes we'll bring in a judge to talk about the importance of interpreters as well. So the point behind that is to really give you a good idea of the process of what it means to be a court interpreter, and to make sure you want to continue on in the process. There is some monetary payments along the way, so we want to make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. The next piece usually happens in February, and that's the written exam. It's English proficiency exam, multiple choice, so there's no foreign language component on there, no translation. It's just 135 question tests that test your English proficiency. So that happens in February. And then we give you 6 months to study for the oral exam, which sounds like a really long time, but I know in Enrique's experience and what I've known and seen through people going through the process, you need at least 6 months to study, if not much, much longer. So that's why you're kind of on your own to really start studying for that test. And we do give you tips and orientation on how to study. So already you're halfway through the year and you've just taken the oral exam. And the oral exam, if I didn't mention before, is a exam that tests you in the three modes of interpreting, sight, consecutive, and simultaneous. You're tested in front of a proctor, you're recorded, and then we send off those recordings to raters of all the different languages and so we give them those recordings, the exams, to rate. And that can take them anywhere from 1 to 2 months to get that done. So you test in October, we usually don't get the results until you test in August, we don't get the results until mid-October. If you pass, then there's a small application piece that you go through that includes 20 hours of court observation. And then we have an ethics exam that's done online. And then the very end of the process, you come visit us again for a 5-hour ethics orientation where we really focus on ethics and protocol. And then you're sworn in as an Oregon court certified interpreter. So if you pass the whole process the first time around, it takes a year. Now, if you don't pass the oral exam the first time around, which happens constantly, I've known not very many people to pass it on their first time, you have to wait another year to take it in August because we only offer it once a year. Sometimes people pass it the second time around. Some people pass it the third time around. So again, I like to say anywhere from 1 to 3 years. Generally, if you're going to be able to do it, it's within the first 2 years, however.
So Michelle, does the certification last forever?
It could. You're the first round of your certification every year. Every credential cycle is 3 years. So you get certified, you have 3 years, and then you have to go through the renewal process, which includes continuing education credits that you have to earn, a certain amount of interpreting service hours that you need to complete, a new background check, among some other things that we ask of you. So again, you have 3 years to renew. You, if you go through the process and can do your renewal cycle, your certification is good as good for as long as you want it to be, as long as you get through that 3 year cycle.
Oh, one thing I forgot to ask you, Michelle, is how many credits does one need to earn a year in order to get the certification renewed after 3 years?
So we break it down by 3 years instead of by year, because there's conferences where you can get all your credits at once. So the process or the requirements are 25 total credits in the 3 years. Now, what's different in Oregon is that 5 of those 25 had to be ethics specific, and 10 of those 25 had to be language specific. Now, as I mentioned, the other half of my job is I do a continuing education calendar. So class tries to do some ethics-specific work and some language-specific work for Spanish every year. And I help you through that process. There's all sorts of other ways that you can get your continuing education credits. But it is good to keep that in the back of your brain so that at the end of your cycle, you're not stuck trying to get those 25 credits all at one time.
Right. So how much, for the interpreters out there that are thinking of becoming course certified as a profession, how much does a certified interpreter make?
So if you're just looking at what Court Language Access Services pays for certified court interpreters, we pay $46.50 an hour with a 2-hour minimum. I don't have all the answers about pay because I don't work on that side of things. We try to keep the certification piece separate from the payment piece. But again, as I mentioned, that's only work with Court Language Access Services. By becoming certified, your name gets on our public roster of interpreters, which is accessed by anyone. So attorneys, any other kinds of people that may need interpreters can use that roster. And you're a freelance interpreter, so you can charge as much or as little as you want for your services. It's basically running your own business at that point.
There you go. And I think for the interpreters out there who are looking to make this their main profession, you really have to be excellent not only at the services that you provide as an interpreter, but as at the business end, because it is, after all, your own business. And you have to become very adept at customer service so that you can have those repeat customers and you can continue to earn a good living. So, Michelle, where does one go for information to become a certified interpreter?
So we have worked long and hard on developing our website to be really accessible to you to get the information you need. The website right now is courts.oregon.gov/class, which is CLAS. So that'll take you right to our certification and training page. You'll see all sorts of things on the left-hand side, frequently asked questions, court observation, resources, study resources. I mean, there is a wealth of information on there. Now, if you'd rather talk to someone or have an email exchange, I'm happy to do that too. The best way to contact me is via email, and that email address is court.interpreter.program@ojd.state.or.us. So the website, and then you can always contact me. Email is the best way to reach me. That way I can either respond or give you a call that way as well. So, but I prefer an email first just to get a good idea of where you're coming from.
Wonderful. Thank you, Michelle. Any closing thoughts?
I really just want to let you guys know that I'm here to answer your questions. That's a big part of my job right now, is walking you through this process to take away any fears you might have or really help you get a good study plan put in place. I know Enrique is going to be helping us out this year too. We're here to support you. That's really what I'm focusing on, getting you certified, getting you through the process, and making you feel confident in knowing that you're going to complete the certification process. So reach out. Don't be afraid to ask questions. I'm happy, happy to help. And I'm really looking forward to meeting people and seeing everybody go through the certification cycle.
Thank you. And Michelle, one more time, how can we best reach you?
The best email address is court.interpreter.program@ojd.state.or.us.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming, Michelle. It means the world to us to have you here talking to us today. And for everybody out there, my name is Enrique Andrade, and I've been your host of this episode of the Interpreter's Corner.